From KALW News in San Francisco, this is Cross Currents, context, culture, and connection from around the Bay Area.
Temescal.
Tenderloin.
Treasure Island.
Richmond, California.
Coming up, we'll meet the man who can make your wildest backup dancer dreams come true.
Turn around, boom, one, push it out, bring it in, show it off, and bam.
Then we'll hear from a 16-year-old San Francisco rapper with big dreams.
My huge goal would be to get signed, because after you're signed, you're not marketing yourself. They're marketing you, and they have millions and millions of people to share your music with.
And we'll discover the city's hidden stories with San Francisco native and graphic journalist Wendy McNaughton.
Every time I start, I think I know what the story is going to be, and then I'm always wrong.
We're going to hear stories about local talent with Snap Judgment's Glenn Washington on an hour-long edition of Cross Currents. Join us for the public radio party. Welcome to this very special edition of Cross Currents. I'm Holly Kernan, and we're celebrating KALW's public radio party live with Glenn Washington, host of NPR's Snap Judgment, and himself a local talent from the great city of Oakland. Welcome, Glenn.
It's great to be here, Holly. Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, what a pleasure. So Glenn's show, Snap Judgment, is now on KALW in what, more than 250? How many stations are you on now?
300 stations
300 stations nationwide. It's also podcast, and a lot of people listen to it that way. And it's produced right here in the Bay Area, another locally grown program that's keeping this public radio party strong. And I think a lot of people know that you got your radio start by winning the Public Radio Talent Contest back in 2007?
Yeah.
2007?
2007, 2008, something like that.
And now you're an established radio star. So, but thinking back to the Public Radio Challenge, like what were the big challenges for you in actually trying to become this radio star that you now are?
Well, it was very, very interesting, Holly. One of the it was kind of like American Idol for public media. And one of the challenges I really remember is they said, okay, you're going to have 2 minutes to riff on a word. Are you ready? What? Grace, go. And then I had to go for 2 minutes and do a little something. And that was, it was fun, stuff like that.
All right, so if you had to riff on the word grace, what do you remember any of that?
Well, I was lucky because having grown up in a fundamentalist religious cult like I did, the word grace was a big old wet softball right down the middle. It had so much religious connotations associated with it that I just wound up and smacked it. Holly, I hit that ball so hard you didn't know what happened to it.
All right, well, let me make you riff on another phrase, local public radio talent.
Local public radio talent. There is so much here. I'm sitting across the table here from the woman who gave me my start in public radio, Holly Kernan, the very first professional listener of anything Snap Judgment related. Roman Mars was a guy who, our first hire, I think on your recommendation, in fact, now has his own amazing show, 99% Invisible. Youth Radio's here. There is so much talent that goes nationally that's based right here in the Bay. We're very, very lucky.
And we're going to be celebrating that talent during the public radio party this whole hour of Cross Currents. Do you remember the moment that you found out that they had chosen you, Glenn Washington, as one of the three winners of this public radio talent quest?
I do. I was in a car and I got a phone call from the contest organizer, Jake Shapiro. And he said, are you sitting down? I pulled the side over. And I said, don't mess with me, Jake. Tell me some good news. Give me some good news, Jake. And he said, you're going to Minneapolis. And it's not like going to Disney World or anything like that. But I was in the car with my wife, and we started screaming and yelling and hollering because that we knew we were on our way.
And your wife is Annie Campbell Washington, who is a local official in Oakland.
She is the school board member from Oakland District 4, currently running for city council. We have our house is a little bit bedlam right now.
He's got a lot going on there. And you mentioned that you grew up in a cult. You also grew up in rural Michigan on a farm.
I did.
Tell us about the young Glenn Washington. Who was he in a minute or less?
The young Glenn Washington is like a lot of young people out on the farm. The farm boy's life, all farms are, in fact, they are. It's the fuel of a farm is in fact a farm boy. When the cows start mooing at 3 a.m, it's the farm boy. Somebody, something's on fire, get the farm boy. Tractor doesn't start, find a farm boy. It's always about a farm boy, and it is horrible. It's horrible. I cannot tell you how happy I am to not be, a forced labor anymore. Slaves have been free for a long time, but farm boys are still held, and generally in captives by their fathers. I know I was held by mine, who made me work the dickens out of that farm.
And that is Glenn Washington, host of NPR's Snap Judgment. You're listening to KALW's Public Radio Party on Cross Currents, and we're going to hear a lot more about Glenn's backstory during this special hour-long show, which is all about local talent. And so we're going to get things moving and give you our first story.
Yeah.
You don't need to go far to discover unique talent in the Bay Area, like at this place where people have a soft spot for spandex and leg warmers. It's in the Castro and it's called Sunday School.
It's a dance by donation, sex positive, body positive, age positive dance class open to everyone.
Sunday School is the brainchild of Darcy Drollinger, who wanted a place where all kinds of people could come together once a week to connect with the higher power of dance. KALW's David Boyer dropped in to a recent class in this story from our archives.
All right, let's get started. I hear people coming up the stairs. Good morning, Beatrice.
A couple dozen people gather at the Academy of Ballet. It's early, 11 a.m., and while it looks like your standard dance studio, you know, there's wall-to-wall mirrors up front and ballet bars in the back, it's clear that this is not your average dance class. For starters, there's the students.
We have people who are 60.
Doctors.
People who are obese.
Drag queens.
People who've had HIV for decades.
And then there's folks like this.
I write software which helps manage the logistics at ports.
And this.
I teach AP Calculus and Algebra 2 and Algebra 1.
And this.
I work at a really vanilla job. We actually specialize in investment management.
On the surface, they all have something in common.
I work at a place that's pretty stodgy.
And that's one of the reasons they've come here today.
It's fun to be able to just dress up one day a week at least and live the dream.
The dream is backup dancing, and their dream maker is Darcy Drollinger. You can't miss him. He's leading the warm-up in fluorescent blue spandex with hot pink socks and a headband.
I personally have a spandex addiction.
Many people here have clearly followed his lead.
I am wearing star-studded fishnet stockings with sparkly panties.
A Hanes t-shirt with hand-stenciled lettering that says, I'm a stupid bitch. A
lot of good gold lamé.
Skimpy tops.
Leopard print booty shorts.
Neon colors.
A cut-off shirt with my hairy little gut sticking out.
Fringe.
And I'm fine if people come in gym shorts and a t-shirt. But if they put on a sassy flash dance top and some leg warmers, I can guarantee you they're going to dance harder and they're going to have more fun.
But don't be fooled by the outfits. This class is physically challenging and this warm-up is no joke.
And stretch. Flap back. Plie stretch. Flap back. Release sideline.
I'm not kidding. The first time I went, I could not really walk that well till Thursday.
After the class, I told Darcy, I said, oh my gosh, I can't do this. He just said, come back next week. Just keep coming back. And I did. And it got easier.
This is week 3 of this routine, so I'm going to push you a little further. And I tightened up a few things too, so you'll be happy.
Squeeze me.
The dance moves, honey. The dance moves.
So here's how it works. Darcy creates a new routine each month. He teaches it in bite-sized sections, adding new bits each week.
This little beginning part's the most complicated part of the whole thing. So once we get that under our belt, we can keep running that over and over and over, and we'll add the rest of it. And I'll put some music on, and we'll start working with music. 5, 6, 7, 8. Face, 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 shoulder, smooth skin, palm, palm. Yes.
Darcy demonstrates as he goes. The laser-focused students watch him in the mirror and mimic his every move. Some nail it. There's also some awkwardness, and there's a few questions. Once everybody's got it, Darcy moves on.
Boom! And I'm about to show you something gorgeous. Okay? Turn around. Boom. One. Push it out. Bring it in. Show it off. And bam. More. And bam. Hello. Whip it. All right? Let's try it with some music.
It's not about getting every move right every single time.
I want to see a little fire in your faces.
He pushes us to have an attitude, to be fierce.
Give me something. Sell the song to me.
It's kind of like half acting and half dancing.
You got no excuse but to seduce. 6, 7, 8.
He will often say in class,
I want sexy.
Give me sexy.
Or I want attitude.
Or give me attitude. I choose attitude over sexy. The sexy thing is still so tied up with my Catholic upbringing that sexy meant slutty.
Some of them are going to be better at tossing their hair. Some people are going to be better at, you know, the actual move. Some people are going to be better at crawling on the floor, whatever it is. You know what I mean? So using whatever strength they have.
Definitely feel glamorous. Definitely feel fabulous.
I want you to fire every muscle.
For some, muscle. Sunday school is a great way to unwind and get some exercise. But for many, the class is much more.
The class has definitely changed my life. I think I struggle with not being comfortable in my own skin. And I know this sounds kind of cliche, but he's kind of taught me how to love myself. To love who I am, to embrace who I am, and to show off who I am.
I would go crazy if I didn't get to dance. Don't get to have that type of expression anywhere else.
It seems like a lot of people in class have gotten up the courage to quit their crappy jobs after being in dance class for a while. You feel almost rebellious, and you begin to get more impatient with things that don't make you feel positive about yourself. I think I understand more now why people go to church.
And for Darcy, their passion is his reward.
What is so satisfying is to watch these people when they give it their all. They give it everything they've got, and they may not be perfect, and they're probably not going to be perfect. But there's something so joyous when they are going for it in this kind of raw, enthusiastic way, purely for the joy of doing it.
You're fabulous. Have a wonderful week. I love you all. Thank you.
That story was produced by KALW's David Boyer. And if that pumped you up, you can check this out. If you go to our website, kalw.org, you can see a one-minute video of our news team performing one of Darcy Drollinger's choreographed routines. That's at kalw.org. I'm Holly Kernan in studio with Glenn Washington, host of NPR's Snap Judgment. He's wearing hot pink leotards and a gold lamé hairband.
I am indeed. I can't wait to see this dance routine either.
You think you could do it?
I don't know if I can, but I could try.
You could try. Well, it's part of KALW's public radio party. We are celebrating all of the joys of public radio. And Glenn, we want to invite everybody to celebrate the amazing talent that we have here in the Bay Area. How can people join our party?
They can call a number. And the number is, Holly, it's 1-800-525-9917 or go to klw.org.
And again, that number is 800-525-9917. Or actually, it's really easy just to go to kalw.org. You can see all of the thank you gifts. We respect your intelligence. You know how this works.
You know how to do this. Join the party.
You give it your all, as they said in that piece when they're doing the. That's what we're asking you to do. Give us whatever you want. However you want to join this party, it's up to you.
And you want to see what Darcy looks like anyway. That's klw.org.
And, Glenn, we have a challenge. I almost forgot about our challenge. We have an extra $500 on the table if we can get 20 people to go to kalw.org. Click on it. Join at the $100 level if that works for you. $10 a month is a great way to do it. What do you think?
join and dance. Dance. People on the telephones, they really like it when you're dancing when you call. So if you don't mind, KLW listeners, please dance when you call 1-800-525-9917. This is a party after all.
It is a party and we are enjoying it. We're celebrating everything that's great about public radio, about local talent, KALW.org. And if you give us your name, Glenn will thank you on the air, but only if you call right now or go to KALW.org. What's the number, Glenn?
It's 1-800-525-9917. And yes, I'll use my sexy voice when I thank him, Holly Kernan. I will indeed.
That's working. KALW.org or call us at 800-525-9917. It's the public radio party on KALW. And one of the things that you do, of course, at a public radio party is you talk with fascinating people. And who do we have here in studio but Mr. Glenn Washington, who grew up in Michigan. And I think people know that you grew up in kind of a religious cult, part of the Worldwide Church of God. And the preacher there was like, he was a radio evangelist. So how did that affect who you became as a radio personality then? Or did
it? It was funny, actually. It was funny when I first started Snap Judgment. We started off as a radio show, a television show, and a magazine. And then people were, you're so multimedia. It's so cutting edge. I was like, No. Our old-time cult leader, he was multimedia before multimedia was cool, Holly. So I stole some of his concepts from back in the day.
Tell us a little bit about him.
He was one of those old barkers, one of those old-time Barnum and Bailey. He was advertising executives from the 40s, an old he was old when I knew him, but
he was probably younger
at one
than
point
we
he
are.
Was young in the 40s. He was actually a young person, and he had a message that the world was coming to an end unless you paid him a lot of money right away quick, and did exactly what he said. And that's what a lot of people decided to do,
and that's what we're kind of doing right here at the public radio party. Right
pay us a lot of money quickly or the world is going to come to an end. That's 1-800-525-9917.
Or KALW.org. Of course, the world is not going to come to an end, but we are actually celebrating the fact that this is a partnership. This is independent local radio, and it's independent, and we love it that way, but it's independent because people call up. They take, you know, a minute to just say, okay, I'm going to become a supporter.
And, you know, and it's amazing. I know this is my favorite station in all the land, and people don't realize, I think, how lucky we are to have a station like this. I go all over the country, and they don't have it. There is no sort of community home that incubates shows like 99% Invisible or even Cross Currents. Cross Currents is a model news production that is now being copied over stations all over the country. It originated right here. We are so lucky to have this team doing what they do for so little. And that's why I know I feel proud to look myself in the mirror in the morning and say, this is the station I'm listening to when I'm shaving, when I'm brushing my teeth, and it's a station that I support with my actual dollar bills.
All right, and you just heard from Glenn Washington. He's urging you to become a member supporter at whatever level works for you. $100 is great. If you're somebody who can do a dollar a day, $365, $10 a month, whatever works for you. That's how this works, and
if
it's
you have
such
snacks,
a cool way to do it.
You can even send those along.
Send us your snacks, 1-800-525-9917. We're going to go to another local story in just a second here. KALW.org. We've got a challenge that we want to meet. Every one of your dollars is going to be more because we're going to get $500 more. So if you donate $100, that's going to be $600. 800-525-9917 or KALW.org.
How many people do we need to get this challenge, Holly?
20.
I'm looking over and there are people standing around not answering phones. It is outrageous. Please call now and put these people to work. 1-800-525-9917. KLW doesn't allow people to stand around in their offices looking around waiting for things to do.
Get the public radio glow by calling 1-800-525-9917 or go to KALW.org. We'll hear more from Glenn Washington and get the backstory on Snap Judgment. We're going to go and listen to another story. We've got a Bay Area Beat story in this piece coming up, and let's hear it. Let's head to the Outer Sunset in San Francisco for our next talented act from Sunset Youth Services. It's an organization that supports young people and their families with things like parenting classes, food assistance, and job training. Some of that training happens at Upstar Records. It's the youth-run record label inside of the center where young people learn audio production. And it's where you'll usually find 16-year-old Adriel Diaz.
A typical day looks like I come in here, I record other people's music, I help them make beats, edit videos, record videos, put out music videos, track them, mix their songs.
And somewhere in between, Diaz finds time to work on his own songs. He put out his first single when he was just 12 years old, and he's got his sights set high. Diaz shares his dreams of hip-hop stardom in this edition of Bay Area Beats.
I'm Adriel Diaz. I'm an independent artist out of San Francisco, and, you know, I love making music. Music is my passion. I probably would describe my music as bipolar because a lot of my songs, sometimes I'm so loving life and sometimes I'm feeling down. A lot of my emotions from my songs come from past experiences or questions. A lot of times I have questions because of my age and I just incorporate them in my songs. So, what is my faith? What is it like to be a teenager? What is love? What is life? How do we know when we find love? Or, you know, just questions like that.
When the clouds settle low and the sun sets high, the winds in the air will no longer fly, the birds in the sky will no longer tweet, it's thankful the life within me only.
That song, it's about, you know, just someone going through their life and how they can struggle and how things may not. Basically, times are going to get tough and you can get through them.
Upside down, hanging from the clouds. My mind's at rest and my flames burn out from life and death and love and hatred. Filled emotions make me feel naked. Feel trouble, feel sorrow. Mad today, mad tomorrow.
I thought of the song. I was on Muni and I was just riding the bus and I just heard this melody in my head. And then I just grabbed out my phone and I hummed it in my recorder. Every time I hear a melody, I record voice memos on my phone 24/7. But when I'm on the bus, like, I'll just do it really quietly or something.
That I'm never gonna make it. I'm still told that I'm never gonna make it, but I'm still here doing me. My life, their dream, my car, my keys, my path, my feet, my heart, my dream.
I remember when I was 8, I had a dream, and it was the weirdest dream ever. I still remember it like it was yesterday. I was literally on stage as a little kid. And I had the microphone and I was singing, I forget what song, it was a song that was on the radio. And there were millions of fans in the audience. And I looked out and I was just singing it. And I woke up and I realized, like, oh my God, that was such a great feeling. Like, I loved that. I woke up, I told my uncle, I was like, I know what I want to do. I want to make music. Like, I'm going to be the first 12-year-old rapper. My goals are huge. My goal is to get signed, to be able to release an album, and to have a fan base. Everybody always says, have a backup plan. They're like, I'm so glad to hear you're doing this and make sure you go to college, you know, and I totally agree. I definitely will have a backup plan, but I do not want to rely on that. I want to make it.
And that's artist Adriel Diaz, and thanks to KALW's Audrey Dilling, who produced that story. Diaz is set to release his first single in the coming months, and you can get more information by going to KALW.org, and that's also where you can hear more Bay Area Beats from Upstar Records at Sunset Youth Services. You can get a whole compilation of Bay Area Beats, stories and songs when you become a member of KALW. We'll tell you how to do that in just a second. I'm Holly Kern, and you're listening to Cross Currents, and I'm here with NPR Snap Judgment host Glenn Washington. What'd you think of that?
I loved it. I gotta get this into Snap. I love these beats. I love that kid. I love everything about that story. I love the production. It's great.
It was so inspiring. 12, a first single at 12. Yeah.
Yeah. It's very annoying, but yes, it's fantastic.
Underachiever. So that piece was all about music, and music is a huge part of Snap Judgment as well. Storytelling with a beat is your tagline. So how would you characterize your sort of the Snap approach to music?
What we're trying to do, Holly, on Snap Judgment is really make an immersive experience. Radio can be so intimate. It can be so one-on-one, and we feel that if we put people in the heart of kind of our soundscape. It really puts them into the heart of the story. So it's not just music. It's oftentimes using sound, footsteps, door slams, alligator bites, whatever it can be.
Alligator bites.
You know, we throw the kitchen sink of sound design at our stories.
And you're listening to Cross Currents. It's a special hour-long edition, part of the public radio party here at KALW. And we are also inviting people to join the party by becoming members of KALW. I want to thank William Scott for becoming a member. Sheila Kane, thank you. It's wonderful. Oh, we're supposed to have Glenn. You should be reading the thank you here. William Scott, will you say thank you to him?
Thank you, William Scott.
And in your sexiest voice, please, to Sheila Kane.
Thank you so much, Sheila Kane, for joining the public radio party. You, too, can join. It's 1-800-525-9917.
And we'll send, at any donation level, you will be invited to join our actual party in the Mission, our physical party on June 11th in the Mission District of San Francisco. We'll also send you a compilation of Bay Area Beats. There's these wonderful stories about local musicians. With any donation, just go to KALW.org or call us at 1-800-525-9917. We have a huge challenge right now from two wonderful listeners who've put $500 on the table. If Glenn Washington can read 20 names out during this.
Which would be great.
We want to do it.
And Holly, here's the thing. It seems like a story that we just heard two stories. One about Darcy, the dance instructor, amazing in the spandex, and this kid who was a 12-year-old rapper. These are the types of stories that you're going to be telling to your friends, your family, your coworkers. This is the type of stuff that moves you. This storytelling gets in us. And on KLW, you can't hear those stories anywhere else but here. And that's why, if you're going to tell these stories, support the station that makes it happen. This station does so much with so little. And anything that you invest in the station is going to be invested five times over in bringing music and services and shows back to KLW listeners.
And we just got a couple of donations online, people going to KALW.org. We got a $500 donation, a $300 membership. They didn't want their names read out loud, but
that's
some of the people did want to say, best public radio station in the city. KALW gets better all the time. It's the innovation station. I can't live without KALW. If you feel any of these things, go to KALW.org or give us a call.
The innovation station. That's what I'm talking about. The innovation station. And you know who you are, KALWites. You want to feel good. You want to feel like you've done the right thing. Look yourself in the mirror. Drive home knowing that this, you are part of the team. It's easy. We've got the absolution. We've got the cure. We've got the antidote. It's very, very easy. The volunteers are standing by right now waiting for so that we do not leave $500 on the table. We can't do it. It's against all that is in us. The number to call is 1-800-525-9917.
And anybody who wants to will get an on-air thank you from Glenn Washington, but you got to call now, 1-800-525-9917. You can do like a couple of people who went to KALW.org. Give us $300, $500, $100, $50, whatever works for you. That's the cool thing about public radio. This is a collective. We do it together, right, Glenn?
It's almost socialist. It's almost against everything that we've come to expect in radio itself.
Here, you just use the S word on public radio?
The socialist word. You've gone to the others. There's a reason why you're listening to this station right now. You've heard the other FM stations, and you always turn it back here. You're always going to come back here because the other stuff can be insipid. This is not. This talks does not talk down to you. It respects your intelligence and informs everything that you do. Support the station that supports you. 1-800-525-9917, KALW.org. And they're even calling it a party this year.
It is a party. I mean, the thing that's cool about this is we are independent. We're non-commercial. And it's thanks to all of the wonderful people who
You're
step up.
You're not bought off?
Not bought off.
You're not paid off by the man?
We are owned by all the people in this wonderful, unique community that we're so grateful to be a part of. And we're going to go to more local stories here. You can go to KALW.org. All the gifts are there. We respect your intelligence. You know how this works. Become a member. Join our party. Join Glenn and I. Anybody who wants will get a special thank you from Glenn Washington. Washington in the next break, but you got to call now, 1-800-525-9917 or KALW.org. We'll hear more of Glenn's backstory in just a minute. But in the meantime, let's hear another Cross Currents local story. Sometimes the most memorable discoveries of the hidden talents of San Francisco can be found by simply roaming the streets. San Francisco graphic journalist Wendy McNaughton set out to uncover these stories in her new book, Meanwhile. It's a collection of hand-drawn portraits of San Francisco residents and their favorite hangouts. With ink, watercolor, and her signature scribbled handwriting, McNaughton brings these people and places to life. She amplifies the voices of everyone from the regulars at the San Francisco Public Library to the brave members of the Dolphin Club. KALW's Christina Loring wandered around with McNaughton for a day in search of new stories to draw.
Wendy McNaughton is on a hunt for stories. Today, she's looking for them at Pier 70, a port on the southeast side of San Francisco.
Every time I start, I think I know what the story is going to be. And then I'm always wrong. A totally different and much more interesting story reveals itself over time.
Pier 70 was once an economic engine of the city. The Gold Rush wouldn't have been possible without it. It's the longest-running shipyard in the country, but most of its buildings are now empty and falling apart. That doesn't stop Wendy from exploring the shipyard. She has a knack for finding beauty in the things we usually just pass by, like graffiti under the freeway or telephone posts.
It's kind of like a lot of the posts around here and how you can see the layers of flyers from shows and stuff. It's almost like man-made tree rings or something.
She first came to Pier 70 because of a commission from real estate firm Forest City. They're working on a big development project in the area, but first they wanted to understand the culture of the neighborhood. So they hired Wendy to capture and preserve the stories of workers and artists there. Her process is at the human level. She talks to strangers. She listens carefully. Then, she turns her discoveries into vibrant pen and ink illustrations.
Sometimes there's so many people you don't know where to start. Sometimes there's no people, so you don't know where to start.
Wendy squeals when she finds an oddity among the brick and cement.
Like, look at that. Look at this. This is so cool. This is a great drawing. This is the entry to building 104, which I believe was an administrative building way back in the day. And now the front doors have been boarded up with plywood, and then people have come and wheat-pasted artwork over it, torn it down, wheat-pasted up.
Wendy spots a tall grassy plant sprouted in front of the boarded-up entrance.
There's like this big giant weed plant. It's this invasive. It's an invasive species here that like breeds like nobody's business. But it's like sprouted up right in the middle as if it's like blocking you from coming in. It's just amazing. That's a great drawing because that's like the old and the new.
It's one thing to sketch a building. It's another to approach a live human being and ask if you can draw them. But Wendy's former life as a social worker and her genuine interests seem to give her an all-access pass. When she runs into Nate Williams, a warehouse supervisor, it's like old friends reuniting.
So, ha, here we go. Do you remember me? Remember I came here like 2 years ago and I did the drawing and I did a drawing of you?
Wendy met Nate a few years ago when she made a portrait of him for the Forest City project. She calls him the house philosopher. He's been working here for 37 years. He sees everything that passes through the pier, from cheap shoes to ambitious developers.
You know, they got all kind of crazy things now. That's supposed to be a brewery.
Where?
They saying the 1, 2, 3, those three.
That's a big brewery if that whole thing.
Yeah, but I mean, they just talking around. Right? They think people are crazy. This supposed to be a loft.
It really?
Yeah, but how are you going to make a loft off of it and the concrete's falling off the building?
Wendy's hyper-conscious of her role as a documentarian.
Can you imagine?
She's careful not to just swoop in, capture, and leave. She keeps in touch with a lot of the people she draws.
Yeah, I think about you sometimes, you know?
Yeah,
what happened to you? Where did you go, you know? Yeah.
I'm back.
Yeah, okay.
I go away for a while, but I'll always come back.
Yeah, all right.
That's good to see you.
Nice seeing you.
Back in Wendy's studio in Potrero Hill, she adds bright watercolor to her squiggly sketches, and the illustrations come alive. They're a playful concoction, one part whimsical, one part authoritative, another part surreal. Half-finished sketches cover every surface. Some of them are people, like Nate, and others are objects.
You can learn a lot from detritus, I think. I think you can learn a lot from, not to say I'm going through people's trash, but if, you know, on the street, if you see a symphony stub next to a cigarette pack wrapper, you know, next to somebody's up crumpled up homework with a C on it or whatever, like, that shows something about three different people's lives, but they coexist in an area, and so it tells a little story about that location.
That's when I realized San Francisco is Wendy's muse.
I feel like San Francisco to me is manageably infinite. Like, that it is small enough so that I have a sense that I might be able to walk on every street and meet every person and hear every story, but I won't be able to.
As a fifth-generation San Franciscan, the city's also her home. But the process of drawing it can still bring surprises.
I thought that I understood what San Francisco was, but the process taught me how many different San Franciscos there are and that everybody has their own, and mine is just one of them. And once we are exposed to something that's new and exciting and we are touched by somebody's story and it makes us wonder about other people's stories. And that curiosity, I think, becomes like internally contagious. And we want to go and share the stories that we learn with other people.
Wendy's outlook is contagious. When I leave her studio, I feel like I'm seeing everything as a potential sketch. A dog walker turns into a chatty watercolor. Discarded speakers on the sidewalk look like doodles with a joke to tell. I suddenly want to talk to strangers and discover all the stories hidden just underneath the surface.
When we talk about San Francisco, we talk about any place. It doesn't matter if it's New York or it's a small town. There's usually some main narratives that people focus on. And meanwhile, there are so many other ways of being, and there's so many other stories that are going on that don't get a lot of attention that are just as important.
And through telling them, Wendy invites us to break out of our routines to find beauty in the people and things around us. I'm Christina Loring for Cross Currents.
And you're listening to a special hour-long live edition of Cross Currents on KALW. I'm Holly Kernan, and with me in studio today is Glenn Washington, who is host and producer of Snap Judgment on NPR. And Glenn, I was so moved listening to that. And one of the things that stood out in the piece is the line that San Francisco's Wendy McNaughton is that San Francisco is her muse. You know, I guess where we live becomes that sometimes. What's your muse?
You know, one of my favorite writers, Tahir Shah, he said something that one time. He said that the one thing a parent owes a child is an interesting childhood.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, so many parts of my own childhood were filled with terror, with madness, with craziness, with love. But I think in the end, my parents definitely gave me that interesting childhood, and I spent the rest of my sort of creative life trying to figure out what that meant, what that childhood meant, what was the through line, what was going on, and that's almost served as my muse in a way.
He's trying to figure out what that childhood was all about.
Yeah.
Well, it's interesting because now you're a father. You have two kids, a boy and a girl. How does that idea of, you know, trying to create an interesting childhood and yet knowing that you had a little bit of trauma in yours, how do you balance that in terms of being a father now?
Well, you know, once or twice a month in the middle of the night, I kick open the door of their bedroom, start screaming and throwing. No,
Isabel Allende actually said something like that she would, you know, tell her grandkids that there were monsters in the basement and things like that, just so they'd have a more interesting childhood.
I know how scared I was being told that the devil was around the corner. I thought the devil was. I still do oftentimes. I think what's great for me is actually being able to share stories with some remove with my kids. My kids loves, all kids love stories. And these guys, they want a different story every night. They want new characters. They want to participate in it. They want, sometimes they want the heroine to fly. Sometimes they want her to sail. I love being able to live in these imaginary worlds with them.
That's fantastic. That's Glenn Washington, host of Snap Judgment on NPR. He's our special guest here on Cross Currents from local public radio, KALW. Local. And we are in the middle of our public radio party here on Cross Currents. And we're halfway to this goal of getting people to join our party, become members, support this radio station. We've got some thank yous, don't we?
We sure do.
Glenn is going to thank you.
I'm going to thank you right now. Dr. Edmund Levine, thank you so much. Art Blasquez, hopefully I'm saying that right. Thank you so much. Shasti Ratan, Deidre Araujo, Bev Robin from Colorado, and wow, Gretchen Levin from San Jose. She loves Cross Currents. So do I, Gretchen. This is fabulous. Thank you so much for calling. We are still not yet made that challenge grant, Holly, and we need people to call 1-800-525-9917.
We invite you to call because this is all about us. We do this together. And I heard in that piece, she said, I like it when a place feels small enough that I can meet everyone. And it feels like to me that public radio, that's one of the things that it does. It makes us feel like we're more connected. Like I'm actually talking to and getting to know some of these neighbors. You make that happen. You are the neighbors that make this happen by going to KALW.org or giving us a call. We have a couple of open lines. Ooh, let's get those rolling before we go back to our next story. 800-525-9917. One more time, Glenn.
1-800-525-9917. I love what she said about manageable infinity. And I think that that's what storytelling really is in a lot of ways. It's manageable infinity. If you're going to tell that story, the story about the kid, the story about the dance instructor, where you got a little peek at someone's world you knew nothing about, this is the station that made it happen and it deserves your support.
1-800-525-9917. We are 80% supported by just our listeners. Every one person who calls and makes it happen. 1-800-525-9917. People are donating $100, $500, $50. It doesn't matter. KALW.org.
Right. And remember this, he who pays the piper calls the tune. If you want to be a part of this station, if you want to have control over what goes out, make sure that you're part of the people that support it and make it happen.
And it's wonderful because it does happen. Go ahead.
Yeah, well, it really does happen. I think that when you hear stories like that, they're not going to happen anywhere else, Holly. They're just not going to happen.
One open line, Glenn. We want to get that extra $500. Your call can do it. 800-525-9917.
Or KALW.org. Show it some love. That's back at you.
And I just wanted to tell you one thing about the stories that you just heard. They're actually from the trainees in our audio academy. One of the things that we do at KALW is train new voices, bring new voices to the public airwaves, not just the stories that we tell, but the storytellers as well. And the stories that you've heard today are all from audio academy people who are about to graduate from this year's class.
This
amazing
is so
talent.
Rare. So rare, Holly, that any radio station does this.
And we are celebrating that talent. Celebrate with us by going to KALW.org or 1-800-525-9917. We're halfway to our goal. We can get there. You'll make it happen. We're going to go to another local story in just a second. You can go to KALW.org as we listen to this story. Click on whatever gift you want. Donate whatever amount you want, but join our public radio party as we go back to our next story on Cross Currents. Once upon a time, the terms nerdy and cool were at opposite ends of a spectrum. But these days, there's a kind of intersection between hipness and geekiness. From the high-tech devices in our pockets to the sci-fi and comic-inspired entertainment we consume, cool nerd culture is really having its day. But back in the mid-90s, there was a magazine that was already bridging that gap. Giant Robot brought together video games, collecting, music, and art with a uniquely Asian American perspective. A new show at the Oakland Museum of California showcases art from Giant Robot's 20-year history. KALW's Jen Chien visited the exhibit and brings us this story.
Here's a conversation you don't normally hear at a museum.
I think I'm Luke.
And what are you doing?
Oh,
you're getting your head eaten by a falcon.
Looks like a bird just kind of swooped on me there. Not a very Jedi way to go.
We're at the Oakland Museum of California, where Eric Arnold is wielding a game controller and watching his character projected onto a wall.
I used the Force there. My lightsaber. Oh, come on, Luke. You'd be better than that.
Oh, also, he's sitting in the front seat of a shiny white Scion convertible. That's right. He's in a car inside the museum playing a Star Wars video game. It's part of a show called Super Awesome. Elsewhere in the gallery are a giant graffiti-style mural, a glass case full of hand-painted robot figurines, and paintings of cute animals with expressive faces. The exhibit is a 20th anniversary retrospective about Giant Robot, an art and lifestyle magazine that brought Asian and Asian-American popular culture to the mainstream.
My name's Eric Nakamura, and I'm the owner of Giant Robot.
Nakamura started Giant Robot as a zine, stapled together in his L.A. bedroom in 1994. He was a college student, into punk music, drawing, and Pan-Asian culture, but he says he felt like he didn't really fit in anywhere.
And I was definitely an Asian American who was left out of a lot of Asian American cliques, groups, school, clubs, and organizations.
He also says he couldn't really find media that felt like it represented him.
I know there were other magazines that would say something that was like the magazine for Asian Americans. And I would say, wow, how dare they say that they're representing me? You know, that I'm part of Asian America. So I would look at that and question that.
So he started a magazine as a platform for all of his varied interests. Music, anime, skateboarding, food, history, anything could be included.
The idea was we didn't want to exclude anyone. It didn't matter by age, ethnicity, anything. We were very excited that anyone would want to read it, and we wrote for anyone.
Soon, the magazine gained pages, got glossy. Co-editor Martin Wong and numerous contributors from indie and Asian American communities came on board. They started carrying ads and sold in record stores and other alternative spots. Nakamura says that the audience for Giant Robot surprised him.
It's not the cool kids, it's the others. We were the others. I mean, all the, quote, geeks or, quote, nerds, that's the majority. It's not the minority.
Over the years, the magazine grew in popularity, spawning several retail stores and art galleries, even a restaurant. But it still kept its scruffy, independent vibe. And now it's someplace Nakamura couldn't have pictured when he was younger, the Oakland Museum of California. The exhibit features 15 artists from various points in Giant Robot's evolution. Their works inspired by comic books, realistic oil paintings, ceramic sculptures. A 17-foot-high mural wraps around one corner of the gallery, even covering part of the floor. The brightly colored piece features giant animals coexisting with small, naked humans in various California landscapes.
It's kind of about, you know, sort of a hippie ideal of like rewilding and humans coming more into balance with nature.
Artist Dan Kitchens and his wife Cozy make work collectively under the name Cozy and Dan. They say meeting Eric Nakamura in 2001 launched their career.
He asked us to do illustrations for the magazine and gave us an art show, and it was the first art show that was ever at Giant Robot. And it was 2 weeks after we graduated from college, and we literally have just been working artists ever since then.
Today they make big works, and they're internationally known, but they started small, selling inexpensive posters and prints at the Giant Robot store.
Many of the artists in the exhibition, although they're most definitely contemporary artists, are able to transform across platforms their voice.
Exhibit co-curator Karen Adams says Cozy and Dan are typical of a lot of the artists associated with Giant Robot. They move easily from museum to gallery to retail.
The kind of hybrid cultural take that Giant Robot was experimenting with in the beginning is something that we take more for granted now. A kind of fluid back and forth between identity and culture, music to food to gaming to contemporary art and all those spaces in between.
Luke Chu is another artist in the show whose work embodies that fluidity. Chu's piece, called Possessed, is a human-sized sculpture of a cute white bear with blood on its paws.
He's looking down at his paws with a forlorn expression. Meanwhile, there's an Atari 2600 controller plugged into the back of his head, and it's connected at the other end is a little devil, you know, holding the controller, like playing the bear.
The Possessed Bear started its life as a painting and then became a toy sold at Giant Robot before landing here as a large sculpture in the museum. Chu says this kind of boundary crossing reflects the sensibilities of his generation of artists.
You know, we grew up watching cartoons. We grew up playing with toys. We grew up, you know, with, you know, this very consumer-oriented, you know, society. And so we take what we grew up with, we take the things that we loved, and we insert it into this package of that is known as, quote-unquote, art.
Giant Robot, the actual paper magazine, put out its last issue with a Luke Chu piece on the cover in 2011. But since then, Eric Nakamura has continued to present and curate, sell art and products in his store and online, and produce events.
I love building things, so it's like life's Lego in a way. You know, I'm just building stuff, and whatever I like, I'll stop at for a while, then move on, and that's, it's all good. It's, in the end, it's fairly temporary, but it makes me happy.
And judging from the continuing popularity of Giant Robot, it makes a lot of other people happy, too. In Oakland, I'm Jen Sheehan for Cross Currents. And you're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. It's a special live edition. I'm Holly Kernan here with Snap Judgment's host and executive producer, Glenn Washington. And we are celebrating the unique talents of the Bay Area, like the Giant Robot artists. Glenn, were you a comic book guy as a kid? You seem to epitomize the combination of nerdy and cool.
Comic books were expensive, Holly. I had a neighbor, Marcus. He used to let me borrow his Daredevil comics, and that's what I was into.
All right. Well, I'm going to tell everybody, or I'm going to ask you to tell everybody about your alter ego superhero in just a second, but I want to remind everybody we're in this cool public radio party. We got the Partay music going on.
There it is.
We are 3/4 of the way toward our goal. Glenn, we can do it. We got some thank yous.
We have some thank yous. We want to thank especially Stanton Chan, it's your birthday. It's your birthday. Happy birthday. Michael Loring, Arlen Ball, she loves Snap Judgment and the Africa Mix. Yes, you do. Danny Murphy, this is on his commute. Sheila Kane, thank you very much. Robert Honey from Redwood City, all the Redwood City people, you know, we appreciate you listening. And Lizak Shallot from Oakland, from the town. We certainly appreciate your support.
And you can also support us. It's the public radio Partay, and this is the last time that you're going to be here at the party with Glenn Washington. So show your support right now, KALW.org, or give us a call. We have open lines right now. We need to get them ringing off the hook with support for local independent radio. What's the number, Glenn?
The number is 1-800-525-9917. And just like Giant Robot makes stuff that they put out into the world from multi-platform, KALW does the same thing with events, with shows, with this radio show, with Cross Currents, with 99% Invisible. So many different things are made right here. This is a DIY type of radio station for DIYers, and a lot of the people in the Bay appreciate that. This is a station where if you have an idea, you can make something happen.
And the DIY, the Y is you. 1-800-525-9917. We do this together. We make radio together. 1-800-525-9917. $100 donation, great. Look at the thank you gifts. $500 if you got it, great. $10 a month, wonderful way to do it. 800-525-9917. We are making it happen. The phones are ringing, but we have an open line. 800-525-9917. Make it ring, Glenn.
Holly, we don't want to leave this $500 donation on the table. We've got to take it up.
We can do it.
You can do it. That's KLW.org. You know that number to call. That number to call is 1-800-525-9917. Let's go get the money for this station we love so much.
And while you do it, we're going to hear about Glenn's alter ego, Darnell, the superhero known as Evil D. But you can go to KALW.org. If you donate right now, you are probably going to donate maybe $50. That's going to be $550. If you donate $100, that's going to be $600, because you are going to put us over the edge at this challenge, generously donated by two listeners. I'm going to read their names aloud in a moment. Thank you for that. We thank all of you who are stepping up, joining the public radio party on KALW, KALW.org. And Glenn, tell us about Darnell.
Well, you know, the most boring superhero to me has always been Superman. And I thought, you know what? What Superman really, really needed was a good villain. Someone who was going to have the power, the ability, and the desire to take him out. And thus was born Evil D.
Evil D, born from Glenn Washington, host of NPR's Snap Judgment. We are hosting the Cross Currents public radio party. We have about 1 minute to get about four people to go to the phone or go online. We can do it. We can do it. We always do this. It's us coming together.
I'm nervous, Holly. I'm nervous.
Don't be nervous, Glenn. I think one of the things I love about public radio is it can make this place that where we're 7 million people feel like a tight-knit neighborhood. That is what public radio is. 1-800-525-9917 is the number to call. We've got an open line, 1-800-525-9917, or go online.
You can go online at KLW.org, KLW.org. You know you want to. You'll see stuff there. You'll be able to see, in fact, the video that was mentioned earlier.
Three more people, Glenn.
Three more people. I know you can do it. 1-800-525-9917. We're going to get that money, Collie.
Any amount you donate gets us that $500. Go ahead, Glenn.
You can donate $5. You can donate $5,000. It doesn't matter. If you're a listener, if this show moves you, the station moves you, go ahead and show your support.
1-800-525-9917.
Love being here, Holly. I love everybody associated with KLW, and I love you, dear listener.
And we are all about love right here. Mr. Glenn Washington has been our special guest on Cross Currents from KALW News. It's the public radio party where we invite you to become a member and where we remind you that this is independent, non-commercial radio thanks to you, every single one of you that goes to KALW.org, keeps us strong, independent, and locally responsive. What's the number, Glenn? We've got 10 seconds.
1-800-525-9917. The man doesn't own it, and the man can't stop it.
Two to go. 1-800-525-9917. Be that person who says yes to public
Only
radio.
Two more? I know that phone's going to ring, Holly. I know it's going to ring any minute. Help us get that money right now.
KALW 91.7 FM in San Francisco.